15:30 to go. UMBC leads William Patterson 2-0 here. Stymel, Bob, and Mark Apodopoulos are out there with LaCourte and Carbone. LaCourte back to Carbone. And Carbone to LaCourte here. And LaCourte has the forecheck by Bloom. Presence felt. Sure enough, Bloom might get to this. No, he won't. However, he does get enough pressure to cause something. However, Stymel with Bob and Apodopoulos come out of the scrum with it, and now they're in the UMBC zone. Stymel still with the puck, just hanging on to it here.
Make a pass. Jesus. Use your teammates.
She's a 2013 if you look at that. Anyway, off the boards, and Bob will keep it in. Finds Stymel. Stymel takes a shot. Walter saves it. It's loose, and the whistle blows. Some frustration and people trying to make things happen right now.
Yeah, but it's not the right way to make things happen,
no.
Guys.
Oh, no.
It's just, you know, they gotta do a better job of just competing right now because UMBC is right now outworking them, it looks like, at least down here.
Yeah, well, it's not the – it's – they're not doing the right thing with the puck. They're trying to carry the puck up the ice. Headman the puck. Get the puck out, you know. Get it going into the offensive zone. You know, don't just skate with it and get it taken away by an opposing player.
Schoppler sends it off the glass. Peacock tried to send it in deep, but Durante was there to stop all of that. And the puck behind the net. Whitford falls down, and Pelai will send it around for Peacock. Peacock runs over a man as he's holding the puck in the neutral zone. And then finally poked back into the William Patterson zone. As Whitford will take it, or thought he did for a moment, Pelai has to take it on the boards here. And finally kicked out to Whitford. Here comes Trey Peacock. Gaining the zone here. Peacock waits, going across. Nobody home there. And this puck sent right back out again. Salagiev and Chase. I want to have some more urgency there as it almost gets taken away. And it eventually is turned over in the offensive zone, but Richie Pelai comes back out with it again. Pelai moving in, takes the shot, and it's saved by Walter. And we'll get a face-off, and then afterwards...
Wow. Pelai just got shoved into the boards from behind. I don't know, Brett, did you see who the number was that shoved Pelai?
I couldn't quite tell what number that was that shoved him.
It might have been 7.
Atkinson.
And Pelai, not expecting it as the play was blown dead. The goalie had the puck. Pelai skated around to avoid him, and he gets pushed into the boards. I don't understand what this official's looking at. Why wasn't a penalty called there? And it's not like he didn't go into the board softly either. He took a pretty good shot.
Shot on goal. It gets deflected, and in the slot, Durante will come out with it, and UMBC, the Retrievers, will come out. Zach Mangaro out there with Garlasco and Woody Kapp. And oh, here's a chance, though, for Atkinson. Holds on to the puck. Atkinson with 21 goals on the season. Going across into the slot, trying to find Fadler. Well, the defense was there this time for Schoppler.
Yeah, Schoppler able to get on the puck as it came to the front. The forward for UMBC wasn't able to handle the pass that came to him, and it was moved over to Schoppler.
Shot that gets deflected. Here's a chance across, and a stuffed attempt there by Bloom. Couldn't get it home as this puck's still in the zone, but wait a minute. We have
Schoppler,
a stoppage.
Schoppler's mask fell off. Hmm. I don't know if he got hit or... But his mask did come off. It looks like the back... there's a back piece on his mask that came off.
Mm.
And he's trying to snap it back in. There he goes. But, again, so far it's UMBC putting the pressure on William Patterson down here. And they're able to put more pressure in a limited amount of time down here on Schoppler than William Patterson is able to put on Walter down the other end. And they, 18 shots on goal to 11, and you're losing 2-0. It's not a good thing for your offense. Just not doing the right things with the puck, William Patterson.
13 minutes left to go in period number two, as aforementioned, William Patterson down 2-0 here against UMBC, in which they play tomorrow in Baltimore. As Shopler's equipment seems to be all in order now, and we'll get the faceoff to his right. Puck fought on and off the linesman again, as Bloom will take advantage in the corner, but LaCour comes out with it, though. The defenseman LaCour coming out with it here. Gains the zone, does LaCour, loses an edge, but he found Garlasco, and a chance here perhaps, no. Carbone will send it out, and it goes off of Adam Apadopoulos' stick, and he'll send it down deep. In the corner, Mike Ramirez fighting for it. But controlled once again from the retrievers. Fired into the zone. And fired back out. Oh, watch out. Garlasco had to duck, and now he has it. Garlasco waits, looked to pass, and couldn't find it. It was a deflection pass there. And LaCourte, puck bouncing all over the place as a UMBC player falls down. And now Garlasco gets it on the pass here. Now Carbone sends it in far, and it gets deflected, and it just trickled just wide. Puck just not bouncing correctly in the direction for the Pioneers as of right now. Sending it around, and that puck didn't bounce correctly really well for... hang on a second. Here's a chance there for Nidzwicki, as I get lost in words. What else is new? Here comes Atkinson the other way. Atkinson for UMBC. And a shot. Oof, man, good glove save off of Durantai's shot on the backwards pass by Atkinson, who couldn't really get a shot off as Jordan Euro made it, was making a nice defensive play to really contest him.
Yeah, a couple of seconds ago down the other end, Shopler made a pass out. It looked like Nidzwicki was able to take a nice shot, but good save by Walter on the other end. William Patterson again, not there for a rebound.
Into the corner, Sala sends it out, but nothing there, just a UMBC player waiting at the point. Cutting in was another UMBC retriever. Couldn't get the number on that. Was Fadler again.
Hey, guys, just what I'm observing down here is there's no net front presence for the Pioneers.
No, none whatsoever.
And that's part of the problem is you're getting a lot of these one-and-dones for William Patterson when in the past they've always been able to get the rebounds, crash the net hard. There's none of that here today. It's like really there hasn't been much of a test for Brian Walton. He's made the saves he's had to make.
Mark Apadopoulos bringing it into the zone. Passes it back to Stymel, who puts one on. It goes in! Off a deflection in front, I would think.
Yeah, Mark Apadopoulos deflected it in front.
That's what it was, a much, much, much needed goal right there.
Yeah, let's see if they can get something going now over this. A shot from the point by, I think it was Stymel, who took a arcing wrist shot. And Mark Apadopoulos was able to get the puck past Walter, but there was a bunch of people in front of him. They did their jobs. They went and screened the goalie.
Walter dipped the shoulder when he went down to make the save, and Mark Apadopoulos just put it right over his shoulder on the deflection.
So Mark Apadopoulos, this line has definitely been the one to show a lot of pressure, and Sala whiffing at the puck there. So was Apadopoulos, Mark that is, but James Bob is able to get it all the way out. A little more pressure now. Here comes Mark Apadopoulos again. Two-on-one here. Pass across. And they tried, I believe, actually, Apadopoulos went for the shot, actually. And it went to the corner.
That was a nice save.
Yeah, no.
By number nine, Tyler Stymel.
They're going to give it to Stymel
assisted
for the moment.
By number 19, Mark Apadopoulos.
That's got to be the other way around.
That might change.
By number 23, Brett Brophy.
Brophy gets the secondary assist there.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around, too, but I'll check on it again as this one's offside. But the thing is, that last save that you saw earlier by Walter, that was at Apadopoulos is actually trying to pick the corner, just didn't get it high enough.
Yeah, it was a nice setup there, but unfortunately for Apadopoulos, he didn't get it up high enough, and Walter was able to make the save, so Now you got a confusion here as UMBC tries to make a late switch.
Six players
on
there
the ice
now.
And they're not able to. So
Simone with Peacock and Pillai as the forward combo right here. Pillai attempts to gain the zone, but UMBC able to pressure him, and then, oh, my goodness.
Nice hit.
What a hit by Woody Kapp. Now a chance for Pillai. Pulls back and shoots. Saved by Walter as it goes to the corner. Woody Kapp just stood him up and just bumped him. And now in the corner still, it's Pillai and Simone. Pillai able to keep the puck deep, and Simone, who hasn't played in a couple weeks, is fighting on the boards with it. All the way around, Simone will fight for this one again. And it comes to the point. Woody Kapp puts one on. It goes wide. Whitford off the boards. Simone again. He gets hit for his troubles. But then Pillai comes in to help. Fighting for it, and Simone comes out with it again. And then gets hit hard again. And this pass going across, trying to find Peacock. I believe Pillai put that one on. As it finally sent down, but that is the pressure that you want to see.
And then,
behind the plate.